KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Pull up your socks. It's time in our studio, live music on the Beet Farm.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple.
Yep, you're tuned into the Beet Farm Show at KTWH 99.5, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org in case you have to tune in outside of our listening range. Thanks for making us your radio choice this evening. The Beet Farm Show is all about local singer-songwriters live in the studio and can be heard on Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. You know, I really said that wrong. No, that's right. They're all live in the studio. These sessions are also replayed the following Sunday at 3. Everyone can access archive shows of all kinds at ktwh.org. There are some really special shows. We're Leslie and Carl, and our Beet Farm Show is live on the third Friday of the month, like today. We're so happy to have a Duluth-based artist, Austin Castle, and he has said about himself that he has three chords and a lot of stories to tell. He was actually the winner of the Duluth Dylan Fest Singer-Songwriter Contest in 2024 and performed at Country Fest in 2023. Actually, Kim Leon from the station here was the one who introduced us right after Austin won that singer-songwriter competition. You know, he's actually from a place called Beaver Falls, Minnesota, in southwest Minnesota, but he hails now or says he's from Duluth, and that, I think, is a wise decision. A lot of people know more where Duluth is. So he also plays acoustic guitar, which he has here. And, you know, after we met Austin, Carl said to me, he was so sincere, humble, personable.
Friendly.
And you were. And we were really impressed, not just with your singing, but also your personality. So welcome, Austin. We're so glad to have you.
I appreciate that. Those are some kind words. I'm glad to be here.
Yep. So Austin Castle is going to start us out right away with a song. And what will that be?
This song is called River Bottom Roads.
Ah, and if I'm not mistaken, that was the winning song.
It was.
At the 2024, your winning song at the Dylan Fest Singer-Songwriter Competition. So here you go with River Bottom Road by Austin Castle.
Called my mom and I said I'm happy. They need rain down in the valley. I'm way up north, clear skies and sunshine, with cool air coming off the shoreline. I'm not the man I thought I'd be yet, but Lord knows that I've tried my best. And I'm no prune, I'm no standout. I might come home if this don't pan out. Out, one light towns. places that I know. River bottom rose. Ain't it funny how I've come this far? I didn't think that it'd be this hard. And I know nobody owes me nothing but my stubborn must mean something. Miss the dogs and I miss the family. I got lost out chasing pipe dreams. But I'm not special, I'm no standout. I might come home if this don't pan out. Take me on down 5 minutes out, one light towns. Take me on home, places that I know. River bottom roam.
Oh, yeah. Good. All right. Austin Castle.
You.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, we were talking a little bit about men sometimes having to struggle a little bit to reach higher notes. Forget everything I said because you just glide up there to those higher notes.
I appreciate
that. That was really, really beautiful. I just love your voice. All right, so that was called River Bottom Road. Did you have anybody in mind in particular that you were kind of singing that to?
Well, I do talk to my mom in that song.
Yeah.
So that song's about just kind of being homesick.
Yeah.
It's a vulnerable song about, I don't know, I guess trying to make music work, and it's an odd path to pick, so...
Yeah, and one of the lines, I might come home if it don't pan out.
Yeah.
And that was your speaking to your mom, yeah.
Yep.
So what about your mom? Does she live around here?
Yeah, she lives in Beaver Falls.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
And obviously she's supportive of what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. Did you have any other adults growing up who were... like helping you?
Good role models? Yeah, I mean, like my mom and dad are still together, and they so the Castle last name is actually from my mom's side.
Oh.
So a lot of people don't know this, but my last name is actually Orada. It's a Czech name, but people can't pronounce it or spell it. So Castle is actually my mom's side of the family.
Oh, clever. And yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, but I of course thought it was your original name because I didn't know, but...
Yeah. So I mean, it's still a family name, so it's like, I don't know, close
enough. Yeah, that's great. A lot of people do that. I mean, you know, my own maiden name is so confusing. I won't even bother you with it, but it's like four cylinders and who's four syllables and who's going to want to pronounce that? So anyway, a lot of people change their names a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was kind of sung to your mom. Mm-hmm. And how about another song right away?
Another song right away? Sure.
I'd love it.
I will do... can't do another one in that key. Let's do... This song is called Dancing at the VFW. This is actually originally written by another gentleman that lives in Duluth now, Grant Glad. I think he's from the cities, lives in Duluth now. And then he let me make my own version of the song.
Oh.
I switched up quite a bit, which I appreciate him letting me do. But he did 80% of the work on
it. Okay. Can I just ask you a question
Sure.
before you started? Just a second ago, you said, Oh, that's in that key. I can't do that.
Sure.
I mean, your second song.
Sure.
What did you mean by that?
Oh, well, if you're playing a song in the key of G, like, you should not play another song in the key of G after that. Otherwise, it just feels like the same song. Same thing with, like, tempo.
Yep.
Like, if you got, yeah.
Yep.
So I try to avoid doing that, especially if it's just, like, voice and acoustic guitar.
Right.
You gotta...
That's very good programming is what they call that, lining up your songs. And, you know, nobody, I don't remember anybody ever saying that. And it was just kind of under your breath.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, that's interesting. So that's good to know. We often have, especially parents of up-and-coming younger people, doing the same thing starting at the beginning. And that's a good little piece of advice.
Yeah.
All right. So this one is called Dancing at the VFW.
Yep.
I gave 4 long years to the army. Uncle Sam, he called my name. Another 40 more to the railroad. These old knees, they ain't the same. Honey, I don't move like I used to. We'll go dancing at the VFW. We'll go dancing at the VFW. And I'll slip on my good boots, the ones you told me not to ruin. My truck's cleaned up, my haircut too. Wear that dress and that perfume. They'll play our favorite Williams tune. We'll go dancing at the VFW. We'll go dancing at the VFW. I thought we'd stay forever young, but time doesn't do what it's told. Now you walk through heaven's door. Dear God, what's the point of getting old? And I hope they ever dance floor. I'll be wearing my good boots. We'll go dancing at the VFW.
All right. Dancing at the VFW, sung by Austin Castle. And you said that was a Grant Glad song?
Yeah, so Grant Glad, also a Duluth musician. He originally made it, and then I switched it up and made it into my own little thing, I guess.
Cool. And that was, you talked to him about it first?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Well, he gave me permission.
Permission
to remake the song, and then I made it pretty different, and then I was just like, well, I hope he's not mad at me. And then he ended up liking it, though, so it's all good.
Oh, that's cool. All right, it's kind of neat to collaborate in some way with other musicians, and I know you're all about that, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit in a little while.
Sure.
But for now, It dawned on me that some people might be hearing your voice here today and going, gee, I think I know of him. And that it could be because you have a couple of albums out there.
I do.
One you produced in 2022, and what was that called?
The first one is called Northwoods. It's more of a, it's like a mix of like Americana and like mainstream country. And then my second album is more folk singer songwriter based. That is called Seasons.
Right. And that was, you just produced that the next year, so
yep.
After that. And yeah. The big news is...
And I have another album coming out in 2025. And it's going to be a little mix of everything. I think it's by far my best work, so look forward to it.
Yeah, way cool. Will you be having other people... heard on it, you know, singers or guitar players, or is it strictly solo?
I have a band. So I got Matt Groom, a drummer out of Duluth. He's playing drums on all of it. Guitar switches up quite a bit song to song. It's like electric guitar parts. I have this guy named Kenny who works down the city. He's my friend Cole, who plays with me live. So if anyone ever sees me live, the guitarist with me, that's Cole.
Right.
He plays on some of my songs, and... as far as like official features, just one, and that's Ross Thorne.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we all know Ross. Also, you know, don't you sometimes play with Ash Burton?
Oh, of course. Ash plays bass on the entire album as
yeah.
well.
Okay.
I can't believe I forgot
that.
Ash.
No. Yeah, you didn't really forget. I know how much he means to you. So we did when we saw you at the Dylan Fest singer-songwriter contest. Ash also submitted and performed there.
Mm-hmm.
And we love her. We had her on the show, mm-hmm. and she's great. And you guys, do you often play together or not really much?
We did for a while. I took like a 6-month break and didn't really play any shows. But I'm starting up again, and Ash is going to be with me for most of these shows, playing bass and singing harmonies.
All right. So, will you be playing in this area again? I mean, while we're on it, people might just...
Yeah, I will. I'll be playing a songwriter round on April 12th. That's going to be myself. It's going to be Ross Thorne, Josie Langhorst.
Wait, Josie?
Josie's,
yeah. Yay.
Yep. And then Simon Kropp, which has great music. He's actually from Iowa, but he's making the trip up to Duluth, which is really cool. And I think his music fits in really well with the music scene up here too. So
all right,
it's a great opportunity to see him.
So where is this?
This is at Duluth Cider, April 12th at 6 p.m.
All right. Is there a charge for it?
It's free entry, but donations are recommended. All donations go to the Montgomery Sports Foundation. Long story short, they help remove financial barriers for disadvantaged athletes.
Oh, aren't you sweet? That's incredible. Yeah, we're all about helping disadvantaged people, especially these mm-hmm. days, since they seem to be more and more and more in that category.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers yeah. and...
Sports are important, too. It's important to put kids in sports, even if they're not, like, athletically inclined. It's just it's good to learn teamwork and, like, honestly, even being humbled, a lot of times it's a good thing.
Right. And I know that there's a lot of debate about it, but, of course, a lot of people think there are similar good things about learning music in a group and learning sports in a group. And they're both great for your soul, great for your mind,
mm-hmm.
and great for your surroundings and your community, both of them. And so I'm all about that. Why don't you say the name of that organization one more time?
Montgomery Sports Foundation.
Okay. And that's around here?
Yes.
Okay. And I've never heard of that, I must admit. All right. How about another song then?
Sure.
And what will this one be?
This one will be something relatively new. It's called 35 Southbound. I actually had I've been sitting on this song for a couple years. It's just it's my most country song, but it was more about being like white trash in the past, and I decided I did not want to do that anymore, especially because, like, a lot of people in my family, they're, like, having kids now, and, like, everyone's starting to mature together, you know what I mean? So I don't want to, like, talk about that as much. So I tried to, like, switch it up a little bit and make it about just visiting home.
All right, and this is called 35 Southbound.
Yep.
As in highway.
Yep.
Okay.
We could go see my back home. You wonder why we don't. Neon signs, they won't be found. It's about 4 hours south. We might drink too much on a Friday. Need a four-wheel drive for the driveway. Way out there, not much around. No concrete, no crowds. 35 southbound. We could go see my back home, see my roots and meet my folks. Way out there, not much around. No concrete, no crowds. We might drink too much on a Friday. Need a four-wheel drive for the driveway. Way out there, not much around. No concrete, no crowds. 35 southbound. We could go see my back home. You wonder why we don't. Drink too much on a Friday. Need a four-wheel drive for the driveway. We might drink too much on a Friday. Need a four-wheel drive for the driveway. Way out there, not much around. No concrete, no crowds. 35 southbound. Way out there, not much around. No concrete, no crowds. 35 southbound.
Yeah, I like that one too. Yeah, that was an original, of course, by Austin Castle, who's live in our studio. You know, can you just tell us a little bit about how you got started in music? I mean,
sure.
Yeah, was it like, well, you just know, tell us.
To be honest, I don't really know how I got into it. Like, I didn't come from, like, no one in my family makes music. I wasn't exposed to, like, really much music growing up or really, like, any instruments. If anything, I got into, like, recording stuff when I was maybe, like, 14. I just thought it was kind of neat to, I don't know, just see how microphones worked. And then I always, like, had a knack for writing songs before I had any musical ability. I liked writing.
Oh, so were you writing kind of, like, poems or...
You know, it's interesting. They were songs, but, like, I wasn't able to sing them yet.
Oh, okay, but you could hear...
I could imagine it, you know what I mean? Like, I could, like, yeah, I, like, knew that, like, something was there, but I did not have the ability, and then I didn't really learn how to play guitar until my early 20s, and then I feel like singing came around the same time. And
wow. Yeah, that's really interesting. Very interesting. I mean, I expected you to say, oh, yeah, my uncle gave me a guitar, or somebody told me I should sing. No,
I actually have a wild fun fact is throughout school, like, I never really tried that hard, but I always, like, pass it, like, C's and D's, whatever. But I failed two classes my entire time, like, going to school, and one of them was choir and the other was music theory.
Oh, my gosh. All right. And so here you are. So Everybody at home, of course, you can learn from that. It doesn't matter if you're good at the book part of music.
I'm not a great example to follow, but just kind of interesting how that works.
But it really is good information because parents think, oh, if you haven't started by now, you know, you're 12 years old, then forget it. But no, you know, and nothing like that. Nothing can keep you from it if you have something to give.
Yeah, you just got to love it. You got to love it and you want to do it for the right reasons. And also, like, there are people that are just insanely gifted. I've met some guitarists, like Cole that I was talking about, where, I mean, they just pick up an instrument, and it's like 5 minutes later they know how to play it. It's
What's insane. Cole's last name again?
His last name is, goes by Cole Michael. Michael is his middle name.
Yeah.
And it's spelled M-I-K-E-L.
Oh, you know, maybe I've seen his name, or maybe it was just while I was reading about you.
I think he recently had a show at Studio Cafe in Duluth.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he's out there.
Yeah, and maybe I saw the advertisement, because we haven't been there. Well, anyway, that it's always interesting to know how a person gets started. You know, some people say, well, I'm really a poet. I just write lyrics, and somebody else has to come along and see if they can put it to a tune, think up a tune. Do you ever collaborate to write songs?
Not many times. With a song I did with Grant, and then there's one other song that I did with someone named Ava Boney. And I think it's just those. Oh, Cole and I wrote a couple songs together, too.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, like, three people. So not very often. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually not the easiest person to work with in the studio. I get pretty, like, dead set on, like, trying an idea. And then, like, I need to try that idea until it crashes and burns and, like, I admit that it failed.
Yeah, like, I got you.
I'm pretty stubborn in the studio. I'm sorry for anyone that's worked with me in the past.
So when you were first interested in, you said not really the music and performance and as much as recording, right?
Yeah.
So where did you get that experience? How did you end up learning?
I just downloaded a program.
So you had some equipment?
Well, I mean, just like a, you know, SM58.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's like a $100 mic and hook it up and make it work. Yeah, so nothing
fancy. You just kind of did it yourself at home.
Also, now that I've been recording for, like, years, you can get a very good quality sound using cheap equipment. Like, you just need to know how to use it. Because, like, a lot of times people, a lot of people struggling when they're, like, trying to get their mixes right.
Uh-huh.
Like, they try to buy, like, a $1,500 mic thinking, oh, this will make it better.
Right.
A lot of times it doesn't.
Oh.
Because when the mics get expensive, they get too good. They don't pick up the sound you're recording. They pick up everything. They pick up the room. So if you're recording in your living room, you're not just going to hear your voice or your guitar. You're going to hear that the fact that your stairway has a reverb bouncing off of it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You hear everything, and it almost like makes the sound worse.
Yeah, and complicates things to try to get rid of it.
That's another tip for young musicians. Like, don't focus on getting a $1,200 mic. Like, just get an SM58, figure out how to make that sound good, and then go from there.
Yeah, hey, parents, SM58, I've heard so many people say that's a really good one, and it includes Carl here because he knows a lot about microphones. Let's see. You are listening to KTWH 99.5 FM and KTWH.org. We have a really, really fun event coming up, and I don't think I'm going to take time to go too much in detail unless I have time toward the end of this hour, but it's March 30th, only 9 days away. There's a wonderful health and wellness expo that will be held from 1 to 3 o'clock, and this is all at the Two Harbors High School. And then there's a variety show that, oh, you're going to be wowed if you come to it. From 3 to 5, I mean, the Fish Heads. There'll be a lot of entertainers that you really know from the area, some of the very top ones. Kim Leon has been working and working on this, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous afternoon. Once again, it's March 30th. Carl and I will be there. I hear there's going to be some sweet treats for free. So come on down and enjoy a Sunday afternoon with us, with all of our KTWH people. We'll all be there. And so, you know, could you talk a little bit about how folks might, you know, I'm going to ask you to do a song again.
Sure.
And then right after that, I'm going to ask you to talk about where folks can see you after this, all right?
Sure.
But another song, and what will that be?
This next song is called Flower Child. This is off my second album. I'm actually going to sing it a half step higher, just because I don't feel like tuning my guitar down.
Okay. That works for you. Good. Good.
I met a good girl I couldn't be myself around. I told my friends, even told my mom about what I found. She knew herself and she knew Jesus. She loved mountains, she loved beaches. She liked taking vacations and taking my heart. I was taking my time and hiding my past. Where I'm from, the places I've been, and the times I've had. Because I've never been so sure about needing something so pure. She feels like home, and the road I'm on's a detour. Spending all of her time outside. She's my flower child, but she's never had the highs or the lows that I felt. Now I can't be myself. She's a lot like heaven, and I've been through hell. Couldn't be myself around. I told my friends, even told my mom about what I found. She knew herself and she knew Jesus. She loved mountains, she loved beaches. She liked taking vacations and taking my heart.
Oh, sweet. That is a really sweet one called Flower Child, sung and also composed by Austin Castle, our guest today. You know, I want to go back just for a second to your first two albums, Northwoods from 2022 and Seasons from 23. And can people still acquire those? I mean, I know
physical copies?
Yes.
No.
No.
No, I had vinyls for a little bit, sold them all, and then I haven't had CDs, so it's just all streaming.
Okay.
All streaming.
So you
I thought about getting more vinyls, but it's expensive.
Yeah, I've heard that, and people aren't really as much into that, and so maybe it's not even worth it for musicians to do that, but So how can they stream? How can folks stream Austin Castle's music?
Oh, it's on all the platforms. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, whatever you use, Amazon, Google.
Right, just under AustinCastleMusic.com.
That's my website, so you can find all the links there.
Yeah. Way cool. All right. And then we'll be looking forward to that other one coming out this year. And you've already named it American Dreams?
American Dream, yeah.
American Dream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I thought I read that, too. Way cool. How did you come up with that name?
Well, there's a lot of songs about kind of like the evolution of the American Dream. And then if it's not about that, it's about chasing a dream. So it's kind of a double meaning. And I think it fits for the time that everyone's going through right now.
All right.
It's a little, I guess less about me and more about everybody.
Yeah, and the way things are.
Yeah.
I'll be looking forward to that one myself. Another question I had, that the band that you used to have, because people might know you from that, was that Northern Pines?
The Northern Pines, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we just really stopped using the name. I still play with those guys sometimes. It's just, I had this, like, grandiose plan of, like, having this, like, band called the Northern Pines that, like, did a separate thing other than, like, my thing.
Oh.
We were going to branch out and, like, experiment with other genres, but it's tough to get this many people locked in on a common goal.
It's
tough.
Yeah, I know. I don't envy that part of your job because, and then life happens, you know, you think you got, all right. Now we're together. Now we got this. And then life happens. I mean, the more people you have in your group, the more chances you have of it not working because things happen. And here you thought you had a bass player, harmony singer, and that person has maternity leave or something. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult. I know.
Yeah, I'm going through that right now. Cole, my guitarist, he's taking care of his mom in hospice right now, and we have we have a pretty like important show coming up in Michigan, and I don't know what I'm gonna do like without a guitarist. It's gonna be I need a guitarist if anyone's listening.
Well, say that again. You need a guitarist. What will it entail? It will
we're playing a show in Marquette on the 28th. And then we're playing a show in Houghton on the 29th. And then the Houghton show, it's at Orpheum Theater. There's a chance that we sell it out. So it's like a pretty big deal. So like, might be my first sold out show.
Wow.
I might not have my guitarist.
Well,
figure it out.
Way up on the UP, it's going to be gorgeous there, guitar players. And so this is, you know, it's a good possibility to zero in on that here and now.
Yes. I'm still hoping that Cole can make it. That is the plan, is that he's, but obviously it's a tough situation.
Oh, hey, Cole from KTWH, our hearts are with you, and we wish you luck with what you are going through with your mom right now. So let's all just send some good vibes to Cole.
Michael. Yeah.
And, good luck to you, Cole. Okay. If you were to say who you really, really, really like working with musically, would that be Cole?
I've worked with Cole a lot. Honestly, we clash sometimes.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah. He's a free spirit. I'm very, like, the classic, like, type B versus type A.
Okay.
I would definitely be type A. He's type B.
I got you.
So sometimes I just want to.
Yeah, I see what you're doing with your hands. Yeah. Okay. But how did you guys meet?
We grew up together.
Oh.
Yeah, I lived with his family for a little bit, too, growing up, too, so, we've pretty much like brothers.
Yeah, how about Ashley? How did you meet Ash Burton?
I met
Burton?
Ash at Sir Ben's at an open mic.
Oh, okay, yeah, I think I did hear that story, yeah. Way cool, the Sir Ben open mics, wow, they're the bomb. Okay, how about another song?
Sure. Let's do something a little more, it's kind of more of a jazzy song. This is one of the first, actually, I think this is the first song that I have on Spotify.
What's it called?
It's called Patient. I wasn't really committed to, like, the country music yet.
Okay.
Waiting for you. I'm wasting my time on the wrong few. Faking conversations. Patient, waiting for you. Something ain't quite right, but I know I'll be fine. I'll be by my own, but I'm not wasting time. And someone else's home, I'll build my own. Offer me no patience needed. Patient, wondering why. Wasting my time on what I can't find. Don't you know that ain't me? Please let me be. Something ain't quite right, but I know I'll be fine. I'll be by my own, but I'm not wasting time. In someone else's home, I'll build my own. Offer me no patience needed.
Yeah, and that was Patient. Very nice song. A totally different style. And was that one in G? I'm kidding.
It doesn't matter.
That's just a different style, a laid back kind of a swing, sort of, and I really, really appreciate that. Different styles, like different keys, it's all good. How do you compose a song? I mean, how do you get an idea?
I don't know. I think you just gotta spend time. I don't really know how to explain it, but like sometimes you pick up a guitar and you play a little bit, it'll come to you, and then sometimes it'll just be, you know, driving or in the shower and singing, and it'll come to you. But like there's not like a set way to do it. You just gotta put the time in.
Right. So do you like sit down and go, okay, I wanna try to write a song now, or I don't know.
Sometimes, if I'm not feeling very, motivated, what I'll do is I'll just be like, you know, ask one of my friends, hey, just give me a random topic, and then I'll try to make a random song out of it, whether it's like ice cream or anything.
Oh, that's neat.
Just on the spot. And then when the motivation comes, that's normally when they getting written pretty fast.
Right.
And
oh.
There's normally like no explanation of like where it comes from, but it'll just, it's just there and then normally in and out within like 30 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, I've not heard too many people say that. That's neat. That is really neat. You know, somebody said to me, or, you know, I think I heard this on TV and I wish I could remember where, but there was a singer-songwriter or somebody nationally, internationally known, I can't even remember, but somebody asked them, well, so, you know, I just had a hit song. How come I'm not getting famous? And that person said, well, that's good. You wrote a hit song or you have a really good one, but now write at least four more.
Exactly.
And then you might be discovered.
Yeah. No, you got to... You got to do it, and then you got to do it again, and you got to do it again, you got to do it again. You just got to keep doing it. It's, I don't know, I have some friends, a couple friends that, like, try to gas me up way too much.
What does that mean, gas you up?
I guess, give you too much praise.
Oh, okay. Well, about your songwriting or about...
Yeah, and they'll just be like, you just got to drop one song, you'll blow up. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. Oh. Like, you got to write a great song, and then you got to put it out. It's got to do well, and then you got to do it again. And then you got to do it again.
Yeah. And it's not like you write a great song and everybody loves it and you sell a bunch.
Yeah.
But then you... Oops. Sorry. Excuse me, listeners. But then you could be done. I mean, you know, that it could be just a one, what they call one hit wonder, and but you got to keep at it. Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like if someone has that mindset where they're just like, I'll just make my one song and like blow up and then like, then I'll like have whatever. It's like, I feel like you're not doing it for the right reasons then.
Yeah. See, then, yeah. I mean, I believe that people need to write for their audience as well as for themselves. So if you take into both of those ideas, then you're going to come up with something good.
Yeah.
But not just for yourself or not just for your listeners. Yeah.
You want to connect with people.
Right. And I'll bet that's a thrill.
Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite shows is like, I played a show on Earth Rider, and it was supposed to be me and like three other people, and everybody wasn't able to make it at the last minute. So I ended up playing this show. I was in a really bad mood. I think I like just went through like a breakup, whatever. And then I was like, now I gotta play this 3-hour show by myself. Oh. I gotta play like these songs that I haven't rehearsed, because normally like Cole will play some of the guitar parts, and then I'll just like sing, so I don't actually have to learn them. So I was just in a terrible mood. So I was like, you know what? I'm just playing sad songs. I did 3 hours of like just sad music.
Songs.
And then I looked up and there was this lady sitting at the bar with like tears running down her face. Oh. And I was like, I am so sorry, but I'm glad I connected with you.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. But really, you know, that's another thing.
I just ruined her whole day.
another thing a performer has to put up with.
Yeah.
I mean, the leader. lead performer, if people back out, and and their legitimate reasons often, you know, could be COVID time, and then you're stuck, I heard then you really do everything you can to pull it off, because you don't want the word cancel next to your name, if at all possible. That's what people tell me. So it's not an easy road. So do you mind my asking, are your folks still helping you? I mean, do you live at home? I mean,
No, they live in Beaver Falls. I live in Duluth, and they're supportive.
I'm sure they are. Yeah, but you don't actually live with them. So you're supporting yourself. You're doing this whole thing, and good luck to you, Austin. I mean, I really think you've got something. You know, your voice is really, really nice. And, of course, to us, it sounds really young and flowing. And, we're loving that. And your guitar playing is really quite adequate. And, by the way, what kind of guitar are you playing?
I actually just bought this. This is a Yamaha APX, I think. Yeah, APX. It's like the thin line. I just wanted... a gig guitar that I can bring on stage that, like, plays well, but also, like, if I drop it, not like...
There you go.
You know what I mean? I don't want to gig with something too expensive. Also, these thin line guitars, they have a lot less low end, which works better, especially if you're in a band setting. Like, if you have, like, a Martin, like, a full-body Martin,
yeah,
and you're, like, playing a band, a lot of times, like, you have such a full frequency spectrum that, like, a lot of times, like, all the low-end and the high-end gets in the way, and you end up rolling it off anyways. So, like, having a cheap guitar, like, a thin line like this, or even, like, the Ovation that I have, uh-huh, a lot of times in the mix it'll sound better.
Wow. Well, why is it called a thin line? Is it really skinny?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Just,
yeah,
skinnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is nice to on stage, too, because it's just, you know.
Easier and, yeah, more comfortable.
Yeah, more comfortable.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. All right. So how about another song?
Sure.
Great.
I'll do, which one should I do? I'll do Creek Water.
Creek Water coming up next. Another original by Austin Castle.
I was running from the past. A lot has changed, but I'm still the same. I was living in the greener grass. A lot in my veins.
I'm gonna do that again.
But I've got Cree water in my veins. I once had bright eyes full of skylines. Crowds of people on concrete slabs. Met a girl in the city and I left my roots behind. Then I learned neither can love you back. I was running from the past. A lot has changed, but I'm still the same. I was living in the greener grass. But I've got Cree water in my veins.
There's a big guitar solo here. You just gotta imagine it.
Austin Castle, another good one. When we were talking a little bit about your gigs, do you have any, I mean, you mentioned, let's see, in September you had a residency at Duluth Cider, but do you have any coming up? In this area?
The main thing I'm focused on right now is that songwriter session that we're going to have over at Duluth Cider again. I took like a 6-month break And then I wanted to have, like, this hiatus and, like, come back and have, like, this big celebration show.
Yeah.
But I played it a couple weeks at Bent Paddle.
Yep.
And, I mean, it was a great show. I had some friends stop by, but it definitely was not, like... It was not like the homecoming I was hoping for.
All right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It was a great show, and then,
So April 12th, though.
April 12th is where my focus is next.
At Duluth Cider.
Yep.
Yeah, and that you said 6 o'clock and free, right?
Yep, free entry.
That'd be great. Well, you know, we're probably coming to the very end here, Austin, already.
Sure.
So I'm going to ask you to do one more song, but I really want to thank you for coming clear up here. And we've really, really enjoyed it. And, you know, I'm still beholden to Kim Leon for introducing us to you. And we hope to see you. I do believe that the singer-songwriter contest on May 23rd, on a Friday, the Dylan Fest, it also includes a showcase, and we'll be hoping to see you there at Sacred Heart, because I think you'll be playing something.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to Pat. So this is going to be your last song then.
Sweet. This next song, it's I think it's going to be the intro song for the next album. Just kind of set the mood. It's called The Way We Live.
The Way We Live. Wow.
Yeah.
That really opens things up. I mean, but that does kind of go with what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, about the idea behind your album that's going to be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. And best of luck to you, Austin. And here is The Way We Live.
And I've been trying to find what I need. I've been lying, living above my means. I don't have much, just enough to give the way we live. All I want is a house and a yard, a couple dogs and a couple more guitars. When I'm older, might have a couple kids, the way we live. Change, they'll say, can you see? Something's gotta give. They say it's the American dream, the way we live. I've been working never off the clock, but I've earned every dollar that I got. It ain't perfect, but it's the path I picked, the way we live. All I want is a truck and a drive. I'm alright with some rust on the side. Something older and easy to fix, the way we live. Change, they'll say, can you see? Something's gotta give. They say it's the American dream, the way we live. Change, they'll say, can you see? Something's gotta give. They say it's the American dream, the way we live.
All right. Yeah, Austin, that was a really good one also. So we're just gonna have to sign off of the Beat Farm. And again, best of luck to you, Austin Castle, and thank you so very much for being here today. We loved it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.